From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Illinois, it's your turn in the political spotlight. Illinois holds its Republican primary next Tuesday, and it will be a test for Mitt Romney. He's coming off third-place finishes yesterday in Alabama and Mississippi. And while those states were never considered strong for Romney, there are still reminders of his struggles to connect with the Republican base.
Well, in Illinois, Romney may find more moderate Republican voters, but he still needs to connect with them. NPR's Don Gagne is already in Illinois, and where better to find out how Romney will play than in Peoria?
To find out how Mitt Romney will play in Peoria, we start out at Bradley University in the marketing department, where Professor Ed Bond has studied this city's role as an iconic American test market.
The idea was, if it can pass muster in Peoria, it's probably going to play to other audiences, other places.
That sounds an awful lot like a presidential campaign, a primary campaign.
Absolutely.
There are similarities. Take the example of a beer tested here in Peoria. Michelob Ultra Amber.
What they learned is if they position it as a dark, light beer, people love it. It doesn't compare as well if you think of it as a light, dark beer. And so it was very important for them to position correctly as a light beer that embodies the character of dark beers.
Now, instead of beer, let's think about politics. Many Romney supporters see him as a conservative with some moderate traits. But to his detractors, he's a moderate trying to act conservative. But central Illinois, Peoria, and the surrounding communities is not the Deep South, Alabama and Mississippi, where Romney lost yesterday. Brad McMillan is a political scientist at Bradley University.
Romney, being a former Republican governor of a very Democratic state, and his ability to work across political lines, while that might not play in the South, here in central Illinois, I believe it's a plus.
Those who've represented this solidly Republican district include the legendary Everett Dirksen. Not long after that, it was Bob Michael, a fierce moderate and longtime House minority leader. Then came Ray LaHood, a Republican who now serves as President Obama's transportation secretary. The current congressman is 30-year-old Aaron Schock. I caught up with him at a GOP Lincoln Day dinner in nearby LaSalle County. He was an early Romney backer.
No one who has hired Governor Romney has been disappointed or sorry they did. And I think that really distinguishes himself from some of the other candidates. Rick Santorum was fired when he was senator. Newt Gingrich had to step down from his own party as speaker.
But conversations with voters do reveal that people have been slow to warm up to Romney. At the Spotted Cow Diner in Peoria, 73-year-old Tana Walters is holding her regular Mahjong tile game with friends.
Well, I'm sure I'll vote for Romney, but I am not excited about it. I just keep thinking I wish someone else would jump in, but I guess it's too late and I don't know who would do it, so.
Next to her is 69-year-old Pat Hagenbaugh. She and her husband own a business. She's a big fan of Congressman Schock, so she should be an easy get for Romney.
I wish I knew him better as a person. I only see him on TV, and sometimes he seems maybe like he's a little cavalier about some things, and that sort of bothers me.
Cavalier.
I don't know how to describe that. It's just a feeling that I have. I'm certainly not opposed to him, and I don't know that much about Santorum. Is that how you pronounce it?
Santorum is not well known here, but when you come across his supporters, you don't hear ambivalence. Pat Wagner, a semi-retired nurse, was at that Lincoln Day dinner in LaSalle.
I decided to support Santorum because I think he holds the values closest to what I hold. He seems to understand the social issues, and I want a candidate that I can really wholeheartedly support.
Romney does seem to have the pieces in place to do well in central Illinois and statewide. He's well organized, as he has been everywhere, but it's still up in the air how well he'll actually play here. Don Gagne, NPR News, Peoria.